Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
To find substitutes for things like if you're not a big bread eater or a big rice eater, you're trying to cut down on refined carbs for whatever reason, we have always got great advice from the lovely Dr. Ginger. It's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. And Andrea, once again, isn't it great having her on?
We love her.
I love being here.
Dr.
Week.
Ginger. Yay. We're so glad. So let's talk about this. And first of all, why do you think it's a good idea to substitute bread and rice? Or are you looking more for folks who have sensitivities or they just want to lose weight or, you know, give us a scoop?
You know, I kind of think all of the above. But, you know, bread, rice, crackers, you know, the white potatoes used to make French fries, all of those are, you know, stripped of nutrients. Even when you get wheat things, a lot of them are hybridized, which increases the gluten in them. And a lot of people, whether they know it or not, are gluten sensitive. You know, after you eat heavy starchy carbs, if you feel bloated or, you know, have any kind of abdominal reaction, you know, you're probably gluten intolerant. And then there's the next level, celiac, you know, and people have IBS and Crohn's and lots of intestinal issues. So if we substitute some of these man-manipulated foods with some of nature's foods, you're not going to have those issues. And also, you know, those heavy carbs, they hold a lot of water, you know, and so you do feel bloated after you eat them. So I never eat regular bread, rice, crackers, or potatoes. I have lots of great substitutes for those things.
Well, I'd love to hear about them. I'm gluten-free, so I do use alternative grains. I'm a big fan of like quinoa. I love, you know, quinoa for lunch or millet. So what do you, Ginger, do you stay away from all grains in particular
I don't eat any cooked grains. When you start cooking carbohydrates, it produces, and I know you've probably heard this before, acrylamide, which is a cancer-causing agent that's produced. Like when you toast a piece of bread, when it starts getting brown and darker, those are acrylamides forming on that bread, and those are carcinogens. And so whenever you cook, the only cooking that doesn't do that is, number one, dehydration. So if you make breads and crackers in a dehydrator, you don't produce acrylamides. And they've discovered that boiling food doesn't produce it, but broiling with an R, broiling, frying, roasting, toasting, all of those in carbohydrate-rich foods produce those acrylamides. So I kind of stay away from all of that. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure people aren't going to be willing to give these up 100%, but if you can just substitute some of them, then you're introducing less toxins into your body. And so
Before we go into the substitutions, I just wanted to ask, with the grains, like if I'm making amaranth or millet or quinoa or brown rice, I'm boiling. So that shouldn't produce the acrylamides, correct?
According to the studies that were done in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, boiling without the R, boiling, B-O-I-L-I-N-G, does not produce the acrylamides. But again, okay, you are cooking. So but you could take those same grains like and sprout them and eat them raw when you sprout them. And whenever you sprout something, like think of a seed when it starts to grow and it's in that sprout phase where it's just an inch or two tall. That's the most nutritious that plant will ever be because it's gearing up to be this big plant. And so whenever you take rice and you sprout it, that makes it more nutritious and you eat it raw. So if I eat rice or any of those grains, I just sprout them.
What about when it comes to kids? You know, kids are big time carbohydrate eaters, especially, you know, they love chips and they love, you know, they love bread and they love toasted bread. So what would you recommend as a good alternative for, let's say, chips, plain old potato chips for kids
chips
so that they can avoid that?
Chips are the worst offender when it comes to acrylamide because they're fried. And I think there's a limit for acrylamide, like in drinking water, it's about, I think, 0.12 micrograms. But when you start frying things like French fries or potato chips, French fries a serving can go up to 60 micrograms, which is about 500 times over the supposed allowable limit.
That's insane.
And potato chips are even worse. And in 2005, actually, the state of California sued a potato chip maker for failing to warn the people of California, the consumers, the health risks of acrylamide in their potato chips.
So they wanted them to put it on the front of the package?
Yeah, they wanted them for failing to warn Californian residents about what was in what happened when they took the potato and fried them, and what was actually in that package? Yes.
Well, that, you know, raises the question for all packaging, you know, any product that has acrylamide in it. So would it, like, it would be interesting to have mandatory labeling for acrylamide on these packages. I mean, because especially, you know, I know my kids, they eat a lot of carbohydrates, and every time they do, and I'm familiar with acrylamide, it definitely, you know, it's hard to ban our kids from eating, you know, certain things, but making them aware of it, it's one of those, one more thing we need to tell our kids, avoid the chemical additives, avoid the sugar, now avoid the acrylamide, guys, you know, it just, it gets hard, exactly, it gets hard for the kids,
And it can be overwhelming, but, you know, just kind of baby step yourself with it. And, you know, I don't miss bread. I mean, if I eat bread, it's a sprouted grain. And you know, those are cooked, but you can also make them yourself or find a raw food chef that makes them and get them dehydrated. But, you know, the Ezekiel brand breads that are in the grocery store are kind of worse, better, best. This would be a better option than some of the other regular made breads because these are made with sprouted grains.
Let's talk about dehydrating the dehydrator and dehydrating our foods. So what are the benefits, and is it easy to use?
It's very easy to use. It's actually great for me. I was never much of a cook, which is great because now I'm a raw food vegan. I don't really cook that much. But the timing thing was always off for me. Well, with a dehydrator, you put your food in the dehydrator, and you know, usually you dehydrate whatever you're making. Most of the time, it's like an overnight kind of thing or you know, quite a few hours. And so the timing thing doesn't have to be exact, which works great for me. But it's very easy to make. You just basically mix up your batter, whatever it is that you're making, put it in the dehydrator, set it for less than 115 degrees, right around 110, 115 degrees at the most, and however many hours it's supposed to dehydrate. And all it does is really pull the water out, but it doesn't cook the food, so it doesn't destroy nutrients, especially the water-soluble vitamins. It doesn't destroy the enzymes. It just sort of brings the food, kind of congeals the food together and can make your bread or cracker or, you know, whatever it is that you're making. And I love dehydrated. As a matter of fact, I was eating dehydrated granola this morning made from almonds, buckwheat, dates, cinnamon, sea salt, and a little bit of vanilla that was made in the dehydrator. And they're delicious. I'm not missing out on the bread and crackers because I get that same thing in a much healthier format.
So would you say that the dehydrator is a good way to go for substitutes, or are there easier substitutes in terms of people who are trying to pack lunches and are people who are in a hurry? What things that are packaged are, you know, worse, better, best?
Well, how about cabbage, collard greens, romaine lettuce, spinach, any of those you can wrap your sandwich goodies in. Another thing that I use a lot because it's so nutritious and very high in minerals are nori wraps. Now, you can buy those at the store. It's what they wrap sushi in, and they come in these big sheets. And you buy them in the store, but don't buy the raw, not the toasted, because toasted, obviously, is cooked. So you want to buy the raw nori wraps, and you lay your sandwich materials inside, roll it up kind of like a sushi roll, wet the edge so that it sticks, and you're getting lots of minerals. It's, you know, sea vegetables are very...
Iodine. Yeah, it's great. Absolutely. You know, it's so funny you say that, Ginger, because... The other day I made myself, I use it all the time instead of bread. I mean, not all the time, but I use it a lot instead of bread. And I was making myself a nori sandwich and my husband looked at me and I put mustard on it because I like mustard and whatever I was making.
Right.
And my husband looked at me and he was like, in a million years, you could never get me to eat that sandwich. And not only that, in a million years, you could never open up a restaurant because he's like, who's going to eat what you're eating? It was really funny. But I love that you said that. So I'm not the only person who does it.
No. And I get the same thing from my husband, too. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, he'll go eat sushi. So he's eating nori. But, you know, I put almond butter. I do like almond butter nori sandwiches.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, spread some almond butter.
I love that Ezekiel sprouted tortillas too. I know they're cooked, but they're so good.
But you know, again, I teach worst, better, best. You get to just kind of try to progress.
Ginger, we're out of time today, but as always, we love having you on the show and we look forward to having you on again next week.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.